Well, it's all about inclusion, fundamentally. We know from research and from practice in countries all around the world that inclusion for children with Down syndrome and then adults, subsequently adults, works. It really works. If children are included in ordinary schools and they build friendships with their peers, that everybody benefits. And we would like to see an inclusive society all around the world.
And of course, you're the chief executive at the Down Syndrome Association there in the UK, but you're also the mother of a son who has Down syndrome. What has been your experience in seeing that inclusion works?
Well, my son with Down syndrome is now 32, and he went to ordinary school in his neighbourhood. He made friends with local people. He was accepted in his local community, and he was just treated like anybody else. And I think that gave him a tremendous grounding, really, for life. And he's a very personable individual. He's very relaxed around people, and he considers himself to be just like anybody else. Obviously, he knows he has Down syndrome, and he knows that the issues that that brings for him, but he's a very confident young man.
And it would be wonderful if all children who have Down syndrome were to grow up in such environments.
Absolutely. If every child with Down syndrome could go to their local school in their neighbourhood, it would make so much difference, not only for them, but for the community around them.
Ms. Boyce, from your experience, professional and personal, what do you think are the biggest misconceptions that people have about people who have Down syndrome?
I think there's a lot of fear about Down syndrome. People don't understand what it means to have Down syndrome. They have outdated ideas about people with Down syndrome, and they don't look at them as individuals. They look at the label, and they think that all people with Down syndrome look the same. That's not true at all. They all look like their families. And there's all kinds of silly myths around. People with Down syndrome are individuals, and there's a huge range of abilities amongst people with Down syndrome. All they need is a chance to grow and learn and achieve their full potential.
Thank you, Ms. Boyce. And tell me, what is the importance of having a World Down Syndrome Day and also for the United Nations to be recognizing this?
I think it's really important that we all come together and celebrate Down syndrome, and that the countries like the UK and the US that have well-established Down syndrome organizations that have done research and really have lots and lots of resources and information come together and share it with countries where there's very little known about Down syndrome and the possibilities for people with Down syndrome. And to have the UN back that just makes it all the more powerful.
Ms. Boyce, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to United Nations Radio. Is there anything further you think our listeners should know in connection with World Down Syndrome Day?
I don't think so. I think it's important that everybody recognizes it, wears our socks. Lots of socks is what we all do on World Down Syndrome Day, and to think about people with Down syndrome. Next time you see a person with Down syndrome, just think about that person and treat them as you would anybody else. They're just like anybody else. They're just a person who happens to have Down syndrome.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry, you made a reference to socks. Could you just explain that?
Oh, sorry, yes. Well, on World Down Syndrome Day, we have a campaign called Lots of Socks, and everybody wears coloured socks, usually different socks on each foot, and that's how we denote World Down Syndrome Day.